Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What is up, everybody? Tuesday, February 11th, and we have the 19th head coach of the New Orleans Saints has been named, and in fact, the worst-kept secret in the world. It is Kellen Moore, everyone. We got a Super Bowl champion coming to New Orleans, fresh off a big win in the Superdome, and what a night that was. Got to be there to witness the Philadelphia Eagles just crushing the Kansas City Chiefs, and it was funny watching the game with Bobby Hebert. He wanted it to be a more competitive, interesting game. And me growing up an Eagles fan in New Jersey, I was perfectly fine.
Pour it on.
Perfectly fine with Philly coasting in that one.
Yeah, pour it on. I knew you were happy with it, Steve.
I never definitely was at ease until really, I would say the kill shot being the Devonta Smith touchdown. And I was like, all right, I kind of feel good right now.
That was the play that Mike and I were talking about early on when we were watching the Super Bowl. You have a 27-0 advantage at that point in the game. You get the turnover on downs near midfield. Conventional wisdom tells you you have the best offensive line in football. You have the offensive player of the year in Saquon Barkley. You're probably going to run the football here and try and kill as much clock as possible. But Kellen Moore lines him up in pistol, play action, boom. 46-yard touchdown to Devonta Smith, who just dusts whatever DB he was on. The kill shot, as you mentioned, and Kevin Harlan's call was so good for that. We'll talk with Nowak a little bit later on, and we'll play that leading into it. But that was like the play call where in that moment you see the killer mentality of someone like Kellen Moore. He's just like, I'm not going to kill clock here. I'm going to put this game out of reach.
Because break at some point,
it becomes a numbers game, right, Steve? When you're kind of late in the third quarter, how many possessions do you really have left if you're the Chiefs? And if you score this touchdown and you make it a 34-0 game and you make them have to score 5 touchdowns, basically in, at that point, maybe 17 minutes of game action, just it's not realistic. It's not going to happen. So Kellen Moore going for the throat, that was an awesome moment from that game where, I mean, at that point, as you mentioned, Steve, it kind of takes all the weight off your shoulders as Eagles fans.
Yeah, because you start thinking about, all right, the Atlanta Falcons had a comfortable lead over Tom Brady and the Patriots, and obviously Mahomes is in that realm of being that guy. He's definitely the best player in the NFL right now, and just off day for him, and a lot of props go to Vic Fangio, defensive coordinator for the Eagle as well. I thought it was a hell of a game plan and just never looked comfortable at all.
No, I mean, that Eagles roster, Steve, when we were talking with Mark a little bit earlier on about it, it's just loaded from top to bottom. And so when you're doing those mock drafts for the Eagles, it's just like, what do you even do? Like, who do you pick? What do they need?
They can do.
They have an elite offensive line. They have an elite defensive line. They have a pair of great young corners. I mean, they got good weapons offensively. They got the best running back in football. What do you really draft? You know what I mean? So, yeah, at that point, you do take best player available. You take the top guy on your board and just say, okay, we'll put him into a loaded roster and see what he does. So it's a very enviable position the Eagles are in. And all credit in the world goes to Howie Roseman and what he's done over the last 5 years. I read all some of those draft picks when we were talking with Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, it is unbelievable how many difference makers that they've picked up from the draft in the last 5 years alone. And all of them, like basically every single premium pick they've had, they hit on. Jalen Reagor's like the one. Right?
I'm going to say, as a cynical Eagles fan, that's usually what I pick out and single out.
But that's the only one.
Reagor over Jefferson.
It's because it's like the one example of a mistake that he's made in the first round and second round of the past basically 5 years. That's how good they've been. You want to know how the Eagles are Super Bowl champs? You want to know how the Saints can get to that point? You got to hit in the draft. You got to. That's the only way you rebuild this roster is getting these premium draft picks and hitting on them. And that's what Howie Roseman did with Philadelphia, and look where they are.
I did love to see, you know, like a swing pass out to Saquon Barkley, and I kind of looked at the Cajun can, and I was like, you know Kellen Moore's going to do that with Alvin Kamara, right?
Yeah. No, you can definitely imagine it, because that's another thing about Kellen that I brought up with Haas. He plays to the strength of his roster.
Right.
Like
you look what he did with the Cowboys and the Chargers and then the Eagles, it's completely different.
Cowboys airing it out with Dak Prescott. And the numbers that they put up, I don't think people really realize how good the Cowboys offense was when he was the OC there.
Exactly.
From 2019 through 2022. Bobby's mentioned it a couple times here that in the 6 years that he's been in OC, he's had four top 10 offenses. Now, one of the years with the Cowboys, they weren't in the top 10. And then the year that he was with the Chargers, they weren't in the top 10. The Chargers, there were extenuating circumstances there. The injuries that they suffered, that miserable 5-12 campaign that they had that ended up getting Brandon Staley fired as head coach. You know, we'll see. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. He might be the next defensive coordinator of the Saints.
That is something interesting, right?
But when he was with the Cowboys, like that was every single year, year in and year out, Kellen Moore's offenses, and I know Mike McCarthy has a little bit of something to do with that too, Kellen Moore's offenses were elite with Dallas. I'll pull up the numbers here in just a second,
and,
Steve.
And obviously help develop a guy like Dak Prescott and get him paid.
Here you go. From 2019 through 2022, and the relationship with Dak Prescott is really interesting because he went from being teammates with Dak to being his quarterback coach to being his offensive coordinator in a three-year stretch. It's kind of interesting, but he had a quick rise in the coaching profession from basically being a backup QB to being the QB coach to offensive coordinator. And he's been an OC for 6 years, and he's been a decorated OC as well, now a Super Bowl champ. But here's the one thing that stood out about the Cowboys. CBS Sports has a great article about Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, you know, crediting a lot of their success to Kellen Moore and his time in Dallas. And CBS has a great number here. Cowboys had plenty of success with Moore, ranking second in the league in points per game, 27.7, and second in total yards per game, 376.3, behind the Kansas City Chiefs. From 2019 through 2022, they were number two in the league in both points and yards per game. And a big sample size, a four-year stretch, only behind Kansas City and Pat Mahomes. So the offensive success that Kellen Moore had in Dallas was elite. Moves on to the Los Angeles Chargers. We know what happened with the Chargers that year. It was miserable. They move on from Brandon Staley. They bring in Jim Harbaugh. So once the staff gets cleaned out there, the Eagles situation was really fascinating because
that was wild too,
they
right?
make it to the Super Bowl a couple years back. Both of their coordinators get poached. Exactly. Jonathan Gannon goes to the Arizona Cardinals, and then Shane Steichen goes to the Indianapolis Colts, the DC and OC respectively. So in 2023, when they had that complete collapse, it was kind of a coordinating issue. Like they lost both their coordinators very late in the process. They kind of had to scramble. Then after they move on and they bring in Kellen Moore for 2024, they're right back in that conversation, and then they win the Super Bowl and they have the best rushing attack in the NFL. It's a really interesting career arc that Moore has gone on. You know what I mean? Because he had all that success in Dallas. He didn't have the success in LA, but it wasn't necessarily circumstances directly tied to him. And then what happened this past year with Philadelphia, after all the disappointment from 2023 with how that season ended, entering 2024, Nick Sirianni was on the hottest of seats.
For sure.
He brings in Kellen Moore, who had all the success, once again with Dallas, brings him in to be his play caller and his OC, and they get to the Super Bowl and win it. And now Nick Sirianni is no longer on a hot seat like he was, you know, entering the season. So Kellen Moore, 6 years as an OC, now becoming a first-time head coach, and just kind of following how his career has gone, it's definitely a fascinating hire for the Saints because, you know, typically when you see these guys that have been long-tenured offensive coordinators, they're not 36 years old, Steve. We'll see if they hit a home run here.
No, like you mentioned, his rise is pretty impressive considering he went from quarterback to a QB coach. 1 year as a quarterback's coach in Dallas made him an offensive coordinator, spent time there. And it just that's what one of the things that drove me a little batty during this whole coaching search process for all teams. I was shocked that the Cowboys didn't even take a whiff at talking to Kellen Moore.
He was the favorite early on.
Thought so, for sure.
Like, it made all the sense in the world for him to go back to Dallas and become the next head coach.
A la like a Mike Vrabel.
And especially with how it kind of separated with him and McCarthy, like, that would have been his ultimate ha-ha moment. I get, like, I don't know. But anyways, but yeah, they go with Brian Schottenheimer. And I think that was probably the most confusing hire of the offseason cycle. I don't know. You can explain a lot of these other hires. Even Pete Carroll to the Raiders, you can explain better than Brian Schottenheimer getting promoted by the Cowboys. I don't know, Steve. A lot of these hires, when you look at the offseason cycle, Mike Vrabel going back to New England makes all the sense in the world.
Right.
Aaron Glenn going back to the Jets, once again, makes all the sense.
It was a draft pick for them going back to New York where it all started for him in the NFL.
Kellen Moore going to the Cowboys would have made sense similar to those other situations.
Right, where he cut his teeth getting his start in coaching.
But they didn't even, like, bother.
That's what was a head-scratcher.
Their loss.
Definitely looking forward to hearing from him. He's going to have his press conference. The Saints will hold on Thursday at 11:30. Just anxious to learn more about the man that is Kellen Moore. I think it's pretty easy to see what kind of mind he is, what kind of plan he's going to bring for this offense going forward. And curious to see. The biggest thing with quarterback with the New Orleans Saints, is Derek Carr going to be a part of that or not? We brought this up on Radio Row last week. Me and Jeff Nowak on Friday, he mentioned the fact that, you know, you've seen all these other Saints in town for the Super Bowl, even former players.
Right.
But where is Derek Carr?
Drew Brees, Jameis Winston, very publicized in New Orleans.
Jameis Winston was like the ambassador during the Super Bowl.
He was like goofing off, doing all this different stuff. Great videos of him just going around the city during Super Bowl week. Jameis was there. Mark Ingram was back in town. Like, Cam was repping the city.
I even saw Juwan Johnson at the flag football game.
Yeah, there was a bunch of players that even Spencer Rattler was out at Radio
Row. He was
on
air with us.
Exactly. So you had all these different former and current players repping the city during Super Bowl week. Where was Derek Carr?
Back in California.
Yeah.
California A.
Yeah, there you go.
That's just interesting to keep an eye on going forward. I know that's going to be a huge question for Saints fans moving on. And boy, Charlie, the negativity that Hudats have surrounding quarterback Derek Carr. What if Kellen Moore's first moves is to move on at the quarterback position? He might win over the black and gold faithful right away.
I think people are already excited about Kellen, given, you know, how this coaching search went. You know, how long it was taken, and then they zeroed in on Kellen Moore, a young, hotshot offensive coordinator name, which after the Dennis Allen experiment, that was like the number one thing for a lot of fans. They wanted to go on a different side of the ball. They wanted an offensive coach. So you get a young guy, you know, a name that's got a strong resume attached to him, a Super Bowl champ at this point. A lot of fans are already fired up about it, but
I hope
if he moves on from Derek Carr, you know, we'll see what happens there. But
I think a parade early for him.
Like you mentioned, I think a lot of fans would be very happy.
Want to hear from you folks. What do you think of this hire? Kellen Moore, the new head coach of the Saints. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're taking a break here on Sports Talk. Want to hear from you, though. Chime in with us. We'll be right back with more after this on WWL.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Kansas City 46, Eagles take over first and 10. The shotgun snap, the fake handoff, and Hurts drops back 5, winds up, one arching pass, down the middle, it's caught over the shoulder in the end zone! Touchdown, Smith! And that may make it insurmountable!
Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore going for the kill shot right there in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs, helping us break down this hire from the for the Black and Gold. Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joining us here on WWL Now. Jeff, how you doing, man? Feeling that buzz from the Super Bowl still, or are you kind of mellowed out?
I have moved on. It is now next season for me. We got a new head coach, and that's where I am. The Eagles are no longer what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Kellen Moore watch.
That was at least a highlight for us locals here, getting to see, you know, Kellen Moore in action in the Superdome in the biggest game of the year. Just overall, obviously a swell, a good game plan that he had against this Kansas City Chiefs defense. The run game didn't get going, but man, when the Eagles had their shots, they sure did take them and connect.
Yeah, it's tough to really gauge, you know, how good of an offensive game plan it was, just because the game never got close. He never really got taxed. What they did worked, right? You know, the Chiefs, it seemed like their entire game plan was, I'm going to take away Saquon Barkley and see if they can beat us without him. And they pretty much did that. I mean, Saquon, I don't think he broke off any 10-plus yard runs. I think his longest run might have been 9 yards. But that's what, you know, when you're looking at Kellen Moore and you want to say, hey, why should you be positive about Kellen Moore and what he can potentially bring to the Saints, is, you know, he can succeed in multiple ways, right? We've seen him with the Cowboys. They had the top-ranked offense. They were the second-rated passing offense in 2021. So they were doing it in a very different way than, you know, he gets to Philadelphia. You got Saquon Barkley. You got that outstanding offensive line, and he's able to adjust his scheme, adjust what he's doing to his players' strengths. And you know, that's what you have to do in the NFL to have success over a long period of time. Like, anyone can kind of catch lightning in a bottle. You get the roster perfect. You get it exactly how you want it, and you can have some success. Like, the consistently good teams are the ones that adjust to the roster they have, and they can win in multiple ways. And so that's what you'd hope he can bring to the Saints.
Yeah, we know Kellen Moore, obviously, now is the guy for the Black and Gold. He'll be introduced on Thursday. So the question now I have is does Kellen end up leaving back for the Philadelphia Eagles parade on Valentine's Day Friday, or does he just kind of blow it off, stick around here, and get right to work?
I mean, I have to imagine the reason it's on Thursday is so he can get back for the parade. I mean, I just feel like, you know, we've had a Super Bowl parade here. I don't think anyone would have missed that. Kind of feel like when you get a chance to go and do one of those parades, you don't pass it up. So I would expect him to be up there. I'd expect him to do his introduction, you know, shake all the hands, and then get right back on a plane and go out to Philadelphia.
Are you looking at, you know, the head coach of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, tried to say, let's run it back for another year? Obviously, his sales pitch didn't work on Kellen Moore, but it was a little bit of uneasiness when you go into it not knowing anything. But the Saints really adamant, flying out there to Philadelphia today, getting things finalized with Kellen Moore. And now I guess the part becomes for Kellen, what is he going to do with his staff, you know, trying to build a coaching staff for this Black and Gold bunch for next season? There's been a lot of, you know, rumors, speculation on who his defensive coordinator could be, and connecting the dots is a guy that he was the OC under with the Chargers, and Brandon Staley, who worked with the San Francisco 49ers this past season. And I guess that would be, he was an assistant to the head coach then. And I'm assuming a promotion is getting the defensive coordinator job in New Orleans. It's not a lateral move or a step back for him.
Yeah, it sounds like assistant head coach would be a higher position than defensive coordinator, but I think in the NFL hierarchy, you would consider a coordinator position to be like one step below the head coach. And I do think even if there was some weirdness in that realm, you could make him the assistant head coach if he had to, along with defensive coordinator, and probably get around that. But I think Brandon Staley is going to be kind of the clubhouse leader for what would make the most sense for Kellen. And, there's a lot of connections there, right? Brandon Staley was actually interviewing for the Eagles head coaching job. He was one of the finalists for the Eagles head coaching job in 2020, 2021, whenever Sirianni got the job. And instead of, you know, interviewing for that job, he took the Chargers job, right? So it's kind of interesting how that might have played out differently if he had gone for that job. Maybe the Eagles hire Brandon Staley and the Chargers end up with somebody else. But yeah, Brandon Staley was a head coach with LA. He's a defensive guy, so he hired Kellen Moore in 2023 to lead his offense. Now Brandon Staley got fired midseason. They cleaned house, so Kellen Moore had to go find the new home, ended up with the Eagles. That worked out for him. But there was obviously some connections there. Brandon Staley was also a Vic Fangio guy. His first NFL job was on the Bears with Vic Fangio running that defense. He followed him to the Broncos for a season, took the Rams defensive coordinator job, then went and coached the Chargers. He would be bringing most likely a very similar scheme to what the Eagles ran under Vic. It's going to be a variation of that. The issue you're going to have for the Saints, and this is probably going to be the case regardless, is, you know, you're going to bring in a new defensive coordinator, and you're going to have to change your scheme to some extent to fit what he wants to do. And you are set up with a roster to kind of run a 4-3 defensive scheme. Press man outside corners. You got these big body defensive ends on the edges. You got two interior linemen, the three techniques. So if you bring in Brandon Staley, he wants to do what he was doing with the Chargers, kind of that zone match scheme with kind of the hybrid linebackers in there. You're going to have to adjust, and it's probably going to take 2 to 3 years before you can really get that right. Because it's not like the Saints can go out and spend a ton of money in free agency and turn over that roster. You'd love to be able to do that, but you just don't have that in the coffers. It's going to be through the draft, and then you're going to have to develop those players and hope you hit on those draft picks. It's cool to be able to say, hey, let's run a 3-4, let's change everything up. I don't think you have the players necessarily to do it, right? You spent years prioritizing outside physical press man corners, and suddenly you're running more zone, and okay, can these guys succeed in a zone-based scheme, a zone-heavy scheme? I don't know. You're going to have to find out. But that's going to be the question you answer. We'll know a lot. I do think that Brandon Staley is probably going to be the guy. And it's going to be interesting to see, okay, who can do the same kind of nose tackle? Who can play nose? I think Brian Brzee would actually work pretty well as a defensive end in a 3-4 scheme. But I don't know about another guy there. And then outside linebackers is a question. Inside linebackers, it would be funny if they ended up going after Zach Bond in free agency because, you know, he clearly worked well in that scheme up in Philadelphia.
And your thoughts on Brandon Staley, Jeff, because we've talked to people about it and they're like, oh, he was a failure with the Chargers. And a lot of Chargers fans are kind of laughing at the idea as well because he wasn't a good head coach. But we see that from time to time, don't we? Where, you know, you can be a good coordinator, not necessarily a good coach, but I mean, those are the types of guys that can last, right? Like, I just think of Steve Spagnuolo, right? And how he is basically eternally the defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs because nobody's going to go poach him to be their next head coach. Brandon Staley did not succeed as a head coach. However, there's a reason that he was so quickly poached as a head coach, right? As after 1 year as a defensive coordinator with the Rams, because the Rams had the best defense in football in the 1 year he was coordinating them. I know that they had Aaron Donald and, you know, better players make better coaches, so to speak. But I think Brandon Staley's an intriguing name early on. Obviously, the connection with Kellen Moore, as you highlighted there, just his success in that 1 year as a coordinator that looked past his failures as a head coach and just remember what he did when he was at D.C.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that being a bad head coach is really that telling of whether you can be a good coordinator or not. Like, those are two very different jobs, and that's why Kellen Moore succeeding as an offensive coordinator is not a slam dunk. Okay, he can definitely be a head coach. He's going to have to learn on the job. So I think Dennis Allen is going to go out to Chicago and star as their defensive coordinator. You mentioned Steve Spagnuolo, exact same situation. He was lousy as a head coach. He was lousy here as a defensive coordinator, but he found a home in Kansas City and it's worked out really well for him. No, I don't have any issue with the idea. Oh, he didn't succeed as a head coach. And like you mentioned, you know, when you're an offensive head coach, you want consistency. You want continuity on that defensive side of the ball. And one way you can get that, and just ask Dan Campbell, is, you know, you that hotshot new defensive coordinator, a lot of times you're going to see him get poached. I don't think Brandon Staley is going to be a guy that gets poached. The other thing I'd say is when you're hiring a first-year head coach, and, you know, the Saints obviously haven't done that since Sean Payton, I think there is a lot of value in one of your top coordinators being a former head coach. It's a very much a you don't know what you don't know situation. And having a guy who's gone through it before, especially the fact that it hasn't gone well, You know, I'm sure Brandon Staley has some things he can share to Kellen Moore and say, hey, I wish I would have done that differently when I had the opportunity to do it. So, no, I think there's experience there. You don't want – I don't think it's ideal to have a first-year young head coach and pair him with a young defensive coordinator and a bunch of guys who have never done it before. I think if I'm Kellen Moore, I am erring toward experience. The other guy that's been a popular name is Doug Nussmeier. He's the Eagles quarterback's coach right now. He's Garrett Nussmeier's dad. It would make a lot of sense to bring him along as the offensive coordinator. And, you know, Kellen, one of the perks of hiring Kellen is he's been in the NFL for 7 years as a coach. He's had three different coaching stints. So it's a pretty wide net he can cast in terms of, okay, I've worked with this guy before. I've worked with this guy before. I like his how he handles the offensive line or the defensive line or stuff like that. So, no, I think we're going to – when we see these hires get made, I think you're going to be able to draw some very clear lines to has worked together before and has had success before.
I know another question right off the bat, Jeff, that Kellen Moore is probably going to get on Thursday in the Saints press conference is his plans for the Saints quarterback room. There's been a lot of speculation of moving on from Derek Carr. Would they then, you know, maybe try Spencer Rattler for a season, or do they attack the draft and have their eye on somebody? Definitely a lot of questions that are still up in the air and a lot of answers we don't have. But overall, it just... curious on what happens with a guy like Derek Carr, just from the sheer fact of what would he do? How does he fit what Kellen Moore wants to do?
Yeah, I mean, what you can say positively is Kellen has been able to adjust his scheme to fit with several different quarterbacks. I wouldn't say that Derek is necessarily going to be a comparable guy to what he's been doing with these other teams. So, yeah, I would be stunned if Kellen walks in the door and says, I want that guy, right? Now, at the other side of that coin is it's not so simple to move on and just say, hey, you know, we're going to go with somebody else because you're talking about, I don't know, a $40 million dead cap charge. You could split it over 2 years. There's an offset clause with the bonus. If someone else signs him, they'll end up paying that bonus. But cutting Derek Carr would make things very complicated from a roster perspective. And like we just said, you know, there's a chance you have to rebuild this entire defensive roster to do what you want to do. And, you know, you need cap space to do that. There might be teams interested in making a trade, but Derek has a no trade clause. If he doesn't want to get traded, he's not getting traded. And he could easily say, hey, just like you did with the Raiders, you saw what happened when he got let go from the Raiders. They were trying to trade him. And they probably would have preferred if the Saints had sent them an asset. But, you know, he made it so they had to cut him. And, you know, that is what it is. So we'll see. I don't expect any real insight from Kellen when we talk to him. He seems to be pretty good at the talking without answering thing. We got that from him at the Super Bowl when he was asked about all these coaching interviews and rumors. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, hopefully with Kellen, because you could tell he doesn't want to say anything during the lead up to the Super Bowl or, you know, the playoff run for the Philadelphia Eagles about interviewing for the Saints, because it could very well likely cost his future team draft picks. And that would just obviously hurt his job opening going into things. Maybe we see a much more lighthearted, willing to open up to us more on Thursday's press conference because there won't be so many restrictions around him.
We'll see. You know, he's kind of an awkward guy. You know, in my short conversations with him, you know, he's not going to be that kind of brash, boastful personality like how Ben Johnson arrived in Chicago. I don't think he's going to go that route. I think he's going to be a lot more, you know, low key. You know, we'll see. What I want for Kellen is just to be genuine. Don't try to put on an act. Don't try to be someone you're not, because it's just not going to work. You know, you're going to inevitably kind of fall back into what you do. So he just needs to go out there and kind of be unapologetically Kellen Moore, and whatever that is, just display it. And we'll see how that resonates.
Appreciate the time, Jeff. Know you've been feeding the WWL website as well. What can folks find on right there? If you go to WWL.com right now on Kellen Moore.
Yeah, there's a post of five things to know, some details about Kellen that might be interesting to some people. We got a Mike Petillier take from earlier in the show. And then you know, just some general Kellen Moore talk, and that's basically what it'll be for the foreseeable future.
Appreciate your awesome work, man. Thanks for stopping by, and be talking to you soon.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good one.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, also our digital content producer. Go check out WWL.com for all the latest he's got on Kellen Moore, the newest hire for the black and gold, the Saints' 19th head coach in team history. Taking a break, coming back with your calls right after this on WWL. Well, folks, literally the former Eagle has landed. Kellen Moore has arrived in New Orleans, him and his family. They're showing the New Orleans Saints posted pictures on X and I'm sure all over social media. So he is here in town. Looking forward to talking with him. Thursday, 11:30 will be his press conference. We'll have that for you all on WWL. And also reviewing it and sports talk in the evening. The Cajun Cannon will join us from 4 to 5 p.m. as well. Now we're going to go check out that Alkwin Heart Jewelers talk and text line for Eric in New Orleans. Wants to talk a little Kellen Moore. What you got for us, Eric?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up,
doing
Eric?
Good. Yeah, so I'm a disgruntled Cowboys fan living in New Orleans now, and I just wanted to call and give you a little insight on Kellen, especially for, you know, the casual Saints fan who probably hadn't heard from him or heard about him since before, you know, Sunday.
Okay.
But I think he's a good hire, but I think Saints fans are going to need to be a little patient with him. You know, his temperament's probably a little bit more Dennis Allen than it is Sean Payton. And without the condescension from, you know, what I thought Dennis Allen had. But, you know, I think he's a good coach. He's very analytical. I think he's going to be a good hire for the Saints.
Eric, as that disgruntled, you know, Cowboys fan, you root for the black and gold at all, or you're just still dedicated to the star?
A little torn there. You know, Jerry makes it hard to be a Cowboys fan these days. But you can't live in New Orleans and not be a Saints fan. That's to several games and been to a playoff game and just love the city, love the team. And I hope he does great here. And super excited if it is Brandon Staley on his crew, then I think that'd be a good move.
Yeah, you mentioned it with Kellen Moore and the Cowboys. I was definitely surprised. We talked about this, Charlie, the fact that they didn't even give him an interview.
Yeah, I thought Kellen Moore was going to land there for sure.
It seemed like a lock.
Yeah, just going back home to Dallas, kind of similar to what we mentioned with Mike Vrabel going back to New England and Aaron Glenn going back to the Jets. But at the same time, they decided to promote from within with Brian Schottenheimer. Now Kellen Moore becomes the Saints' next head coach. And, you know, what you're mentioning there, Eric, is a great point about his temperament and how he's kind of – Jeff talked a little bit about this when we were just mentioning, you know, his upcoming press conference. Don't try and be something that you're not, right, with Kellen Moore. He's not, and Diana Rossini talked about this on Radio Row, you know, interviewing both coaches. Mm-hmm. Sean Payton is definitely much more fiery than someone like Kellen Moore. They're not the same, like, they're both great, brilliant offensive minds, but Kellen Moore's a different figure than someone like Sean Payton. We'll see if it works out the same. I mean, that would be great, obviously, a 15-year golden run.
Sure.
But Kellen.
What's funny, you know, people talk about, you know, that fiery, you know, I guess you
confidence, right? Like kind of cocky outward.
Right, that kind of coach. But you know who's a fantastic coach in the NFL right now that was also just in the Super Bowl? Andy Reid's not like that at all.
Yeah. No, that's a good point, too. Another great offensive mind. So we'll see how Kellen works out. You have to be a first-time head coach at some point. But I agree with you as well, Eric. You know, the patience thing is a legit, you know.
No one has patience for anything, Charlie.
I really do. And people are going to hope that he comes in and has, you know, the 2006 year that Sean Payton had. And that one-year turnaround, you know, you go to the NFC Championship game. That's the dream scenario.
Well, the biggest thing I think everyone needs to look at, too, is the quarterbacks in all these situations that have that one-year turnaround. Houston with C.J. Stroud, the Commanders with, you know, Jaden Daniels, even Sean Payton coming in that year, he got to land Drew Brees. So we'll see what Kellen Moore's plan is for quarterback. Right now, it's Derek Carr, Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener in the mix.
But I agree with you, Eric. I think that preaching patience is definitely something that we should do with Kellen Moore because I do think it's a good hire, and I do think he has a very high ceiling. However, with the roster and quarterback in place as it is now, February 11th, it's just not very realistic to expect him to come in and turn this into a 12-win team, something like Dan Quinn did in year one or like, you know, D'Amico Ryans did in year one.
I'd be excited, yes, for the talent you're bringing in, the offensive mind, and it's going to take a while, like you said, to kind of retool things with this roster, with the salary cap, and you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not saying winning the NFC South is even impossible for next season, but you just be patient. Let's roll with it and give Kellen some time to grow. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk and wrap things up right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, and Charlie, this is one of those contests we have that I wish I could enter. Ever dream of riding in a carnival parade? WWL's got your tickets to roll with the crew of Argus on Mardi Gras Day. Ride high atop a float with everything you need, costumes and throws for two, and it's all free. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win the ride of a lifetime in the greatest free show on Earth, presented by Honda of Covington and Mercedes-Benz of Covington. Laissez le bon temps rouler with WWL. Taking a break. Coming back next hour, we'll hear from Executive Vice President and General Manager David Griffin of the Pelicans will join us via the press conference he had today. Hear what he had to say about the BI trade, and also Big Ben McDonald breaking down LSU baseball right after this on WWL.